First came the news that 20-year-old specialist Michelle Whitmer of New Berlin was killed in an ambush in Baghdad. Then the rest of her unit learned that instead of going home in May as scheduled, they'd be staying another 120 days.
Initial reaction from families is just hurt, anger, betrayal, that type of thing.
Mary Cullough of Lake Mills is the family coordinator for the unit. Her husband, Scott, has been in Iraq for 13 months. So is Bonnie Heller's husband, Brian. She's suspicious of the Army's motives for extending his stay.
I'm feeling like it's a dollars game. Obviously, it's cheaper for the government to hold a unit that's already there, whether they've been promised to come home or not, than to ship in a new unit to have more boots on the ground.
Heller says she's finding it hard to explain to her four young sons why their dad won't be home this summer.
My six-year-old said to me Sunday night, when we were saying our prayers, he said, "Mommy, let's not talk about Daddy anymore, because it gives me a tummy ache." And that's out of the mouth of a six-year-old boy. He's had it.
Heller is also having a tough time keeping her husband's landscaping business going on her own. Mary Cullough says other members in the unit are also facing financial problems because of their spouse's deployment.
You know, some people have lost positions at work. They've taken the position away, not fired the soldier, but, you know, downsized and relieved their position, or people have lost benefits and promotions.
Cullough says in a few cases, families are actually making more money with the added military salary from the Guard, but she says it's particularly hard for people like the Hellers who are self-employed. She predicts once the shock of the new extended duty news wears off, families will resign themselves to waiting another 4 months for a reunion.
You know, they're sent over there to do a job, to do a mission, and if they really do have to stay and they're not going to come home, then we'll pull ourselves together and get through it just as we have this past year plus.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.